I've said it before, but I'm really excited about tonight's show.
Me too.
It's I remember the last time vividly we had Frank in from Golden Coast Mead. It was like...
You remember it vividly?
I do, because it was like sitting through a master's level college course, but getting to drink through it. I had a good time.
I hope you took notes, because I don't remember a damn thing.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And yes, as you can tell, we've got Frank, co-founder from Golden Coast Mead, back in the studio. Frank, welcome back.
Thanks. This is epic to be back.
It's been so long since I've seen you. You brought some new people along with you. You brought James, your new CEO, and he made me laugh, like belly laugh harder than I have in a while. Apparently, he got CEO by default just because he's drank his way through your product line. He's invested so much that you decided to make him CEO.
He also helped build Skynet.
Oh, you did?
In real life.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm not going to mess with that joke right there. Welcome, James, and you have Chris, your head of operations. And sorry you had to miss your D&D night for this. I apologize.
It's fine. This is worth it.
there was so a little bit of BS in there. This is worth it.
It didn't really sound sincere.
My real life bluff check is nowhere near as high as my D&D.
I'm going to need you to roll initiative. That's a nerd joke. Don't worry about it. You'll get it when you're older. So, Frank, how did you get into making mead?
My grandpa made mead. He would share mead, and the room would just light up. And then I read all the epic stories about mead, and it goes back from 9,000 years ago in China. People are drinking mead. The Horn of Africa, there's a mead tradition that is still active and alive. There's mead in India, in Scandinavia, in Central America.
The Vikings with their mead halls.
So this is like universal. This is the universal language of alcohol is what mead is.
Totally. And it was like the drink of the gods. And so there are traditions where you would drink mead together and the gods would come down to the party.
We're going to see them tonight?
Ken, you drink enough.
Six different kinds.
Yeah. And we're going to get into them. In fact, let's start with this beautiful rosy-colored mead you poured out.
Yeah, this is our Verano Rojo. Chris Hare, our director of R&D and operations, developed it.
Yeah, so this is a session mead, a little lower alcohol, and we use a clover honey for it and then flavor it with hibiscus, ginger, and lemon.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's why it's pretty in pink.
It's so zesty. Mm-hmm. So what is the normal ABV of mead?
I mean, it can be pretty much anything, right? For us, we tend to do most of our stuff around 12%.
So what makes a session mead for you?
Slightly lower alcohol, apparently.
I know that, but
11%?
I understand that I'm not going from a normal of 12 to a normal of 11.
8.5% ABV, so...
Wait, what?
8.5%.
It's a session. You know?
It tastes like delicious fruit punch.
I got a feeling that's going to catch up with us sooner or later.
Yeah, is my face as rosy as the drink yet?
Not yet.
We're getting there. I'll work on it.
The nose on it, the aromatics, there's a certain floralness to it. Now, that's from the hibiscus probably, right? And the ginger?
Yeah.
Clover honey's there in the background too, giving it this nice base note of floral. But then the ginger and the hibiscus really make it.
Do you use different types of honey, like sage honey, clover honey, orange honey?
Totally. When we go through the flight tonight, you'll get, I think, 4 different honeys in this flight, and that'll really show this fundamental difference between different kind of honeys and how they add to different mead varietals.
Just some UK rowdy rock and roll. I want to start with the Sex Pistols, just because it's Friday night!
Oi!
I take no responsibility for anything that comes out of Ken's mouth tonight. Actually, I take no responsibility for anything that comes out of Ken's mouth most nights. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy along with our friends from Golden Coast Mead. We've got James, Frank, and Chris here. We started off with a sessionable mead, which I guess sessionable means it's almost 9%, and it only goes up from here. So at this point, if you're going to hang around, I'm not responsible for what happens. Now that that's out of the way, we can talk about what we're really here to talk about.
Drinking.
The alcohol. And the drinking. And the mead. Now, the reason you guys are here is because somehow you got roped into this Spam-a-Lot play that is coming to San Diego. How did that happen?
So we were actually talking to you guys about how we could work together, and George, your sales rep, said, well, we're doing this Monty Python thing at the Escondido Center for Performing Arts. And I said, they have a chalice in that, don't they? Let's put some mead in that chalice.
You're the one who put this all together. You and George. I love that because honestly, if I'm going to go see Spam-a-Lot, to drink mead and watch only makes it even funnier. So this is kind of something that we could enjoy while watching Spam-a-Lot. What is this next mead we're going to be drinking?
So this is something dark side. It's a sour Bochet, and we caramelized Hawaiian wildflower honey, fermented it with a lactobacillus culture that's found in the beehive, and ale yeast, so it gets up to 12%. scent.
Wait, could you repeat that all, but say it nice and slow in a whispered voice?
I want to know, okay, so you said it's a Boucher. What makes a Boucher? Because the only thing I know is Bobby Boucher.
He knows. So a Boucher is the style of mead you get when you caramelize the honey before you ferment it. So it converts the fructose and glucose into maltose and dextrose and other kind of more complex.
I love it.
Fermentable sugars. Then you know you're dehydrated.
Is this going to be on the test? Should I be writing this down?
No, but I'm living for this moment right now. This is
awesome.
So it changes the body and the flavor profile of the mead pretty significantly. You get a really complex mid palate that gets super rich and like fruit leather.
I do get, actually, that's funny that you mentioned that, because as it goes down, I do get almost that fruit leather off the back of my tongue as it washes out.
With the tartness from that lactobacillus culture. Yeah, I love this mead because it's like drinkable. You can just come home from work and enjoy a glass, or you can sit down and really nerd out on it because there's a lot of layers to it.
Oh, this is more complex than most of the $6 wines I've been drinking.
Yeah.
This is sophisticated.
Now, how do we
feel smarter?
That's why the gods come down and party with us.
How do we get your mead? Are you carried in bottle shops around San Diego? Do we have to go to where your tasting room is?
So we're working on expansion, but right now we are available at our tasting room in Oceanside and then the farmers markets in San Diego, Little Italy Farmers Market, Ocean Beach Farmers Market, and Hillcrest every other month.
Ooh.
And we have a tasting room in Julian, or just outside of Julian as well.
How is that working out?
It's pretty epic. People come up for the snow, come up for adventure local, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to try that mead stuff. And then they're like, oh, why is this not a part of my life?
You know, because where I live, it's actually probably closer for me to drive to Julian than it is to drive to Oceanside.
We call it our outpost.
Oh, mm-hmm. I am so there.
Do you have any
weekend
meads that pair well with apple pie?
All meads pair well.
Awesome.
Spoken like a true champion of his craft. All right,
we're
going to take a break.
With the cheddar,
we
please.
Come back. We're going to have some more music to go with this and another mead, because apparently we're going to get through six tonight. Maybe. Ken, you know this man is very passionate about his job when he starts to try and tell us about what we're drinking before we're even on the air.
And, you know, he's going from science to, like, ancient folklore to the etymology of the word medicine.
Have you ever thought
Welsh
of teaching a class in alcohol?
He does.
Wait, since when have you been a college professor?
UC Davis is teaching mead making courses, and so I've gotten to go up there a couple of times and teach at UC Davis.
You've been a guest professor at UC Davis.
Lecturer.
Wow. That's pretty cool. We are amongst the high and mighty. The gods are starting to descend right now.
Yeah.
Tonight, during the Rock and Roll
I'm
Happy Hour.
Getting hammered. Like Thor's hammer. Get it? Getting hammered.
Tonight, we're drinking with our friends from Golden Coast Mead. You find them in Oceanside. And as we just learned, or I just learned, you might have already known this, they have a outpost out in Julian. And so if you'd like to grab that when you're spelunking around the East County of San Diego, grab some. We just finished the Something Something Dark Side, which you said was a Boucher.
Right.
So that had, you said caramelized honey.
Yep.
And then some other stuff added to that. And then the Verano Rojo, which we started off with, the Session Mead. And now we're doing something. So this is another type of Boucher, right?
Right. So we take this. This is called Fafnir's Heart, after the dragon that destroys...
From Norse mythology.
The universe.
Fafnir.
So this is the Something Something Dark Side with cherries and
coriander
added.
Those are some really deep cooking spices.
Yeah, and I mean, the layers that it adds are beautiful.
Coriander gives it an amazing finish.
You can taste the cherries, but it's not a sweet cherry. It's a very dry cherry, and I think the coriander on the back end of this is just sold.
Yeah.
Well, he's gushing.
Am I gushing?
Yeah, you're not even drunk yet. This is amazing.
Am I?
I don't know. It's awfully suspect.
Let me ask you, when it comes to things like this, you change things in the seasons? So is this something that's new for spring? Is this something that was a fall, winter?
We try to have something new on tap every weekend. And so this was one of those meads probably 2 months ago. And it just proved to be so popular that we've now remade it 3 times.
I don't think there's any person who enjoys a good beverage that wouldn't enjoy this, whether you enjoy wine, whether you enjoy cider, whether you enjoy beer. This is just, it's all around, and it's complex and layered.
Yeah, and like whiskey and brandy, I think, come over into this category.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big Scotch guy, and this is very reminiscent to some of the single malts that I drink.
I come from a long line of little Scotch guys. Yeah, we're wee, but we're angry.
You know, we're going to play this song before Ken gets way too deep into his Scottish heritage.
I'll call you!
I want to talk about an event that's coming up next Thursday with you guys. But first, let's get into this. This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Chris, James, and Frank from Golden Coast Meetup in Oceanside. Watching you two have your little pissing match is just about the most fun I think I've seen all night.
This is a quick study, man.
Because he's just a smart ass, Frank. That's the way it goes. You're a guest lector at UC Davis, and he drinks beer with me every Friday night.
And he helped bring craft brew to San Diego.
And now I just drink it. And I expound upon the fact that Coastal Sage Club is rich with this sage that's in this mead. But it's actually not a true sage.
So three meads in.
I don't care at this point.
See, I told you this is where it was going.
It's Artemisia, not salvia.
I instantly thought it was salvia. My bad. So we're drinking mead. Mead is based from honey. Honey takes a lot of characteristics by what's around the hive. It's what the bees are grabbing onto, what they're grabbing pollen from, and nectar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it changes what it tastes like. Now, one of the things to note about that is that with honey, there is no gluten. So everything you make is gluten-free.
Gluten-free, preservative-free.
Now, that's interesting. You said it's preservative-free. We're going to dip into the vault here, this one we're about to drink. This is, you said, 3 years old?
3 years old.
What is it?
It's our East County Mirth. So Mirth is a series where we take a varietal honey from a place and then try to bring out the characteristics of that honey that reflect the flowers and the ecosystem that honey came from.
Smells like Jeremy's backyard.
Well, you know, I do have a lot of local flowers in my backyard, mainly because I don't weed. But anyways.
Perfect environment for the bees.
Yeah. And we do have a lot of bees. Multiple times we've had hives roll through our backyard. Yeah. So, you know, it's always cool to see those. Wow,
It does sort of smell like a nature hike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Obviously this must be East County honey, right?
Totally. Harbison Canyon is named Harbison Canyon after John Harbison, who is the guy that brought beehives to California through the Panama Canal. And his grandson actually lives out there still and keeps bees, which is super cool. But he would sell a beehive for a golden coin. And Harbison Canyon honey was shipped across America. It was this famous, super delicious honey. And so remaking this mead from that honey, well, I don't know if they were making the mead back then, but actually there's a story about a lady in Julian who made mead back in the late 1800s.
Have you ever been on Jeopardy?
This is why we get nothing done at work. It's from rabbit hole to rabbit hole to rabbit hole.
James, you don't understand. I'm eating this up. This is amazing. Yeah. I want to be a fly in the wall in your meadery just to listen to him tell me stories.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Wow. So hopefully this honey kind of tells that story. This mead kind of gets people thinking about how different honeys reflect the place. And when you drink the drink and you like the drink, you're basically saying, I like this place. This place is special and I want to pour it for my friends.
As Frank is fond of saying, each sip you take is a taste of 10,000 flowers. And it's 10,000 flowers from that second in time that the bees collected it and brought it back, brought the nectar back, and converted it to honey.
James, that's beautiful.
Well, I'm on my fourth mead.
At this point, we're going to park it there. When we come back, we've got one more, and this is actually going to be two. We're going to do a side-by-side. Since it's no preservative, since it's gluten-free, we're doing a mead that is 6 years old next to a mead that is 5 years old. And I cannot wait. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Chris, James, and Frank from Gold Coast Mead. You'll find them pouring mead at Spamalot. Also, I think we have an event coming up with you guys next Thursday. We're going to send Jack out there for...
We're going to meet a lot.
We're going to meet a lot.
Is that like a meetup?
But I think we're gonna do a costume competition. So if people want to show up in their Knights of the Round Table best or whatever they can justify.
Ham and jam and Spamalot.
So can I put a little knight's hat on and then run with coconuts into your tasting room?
Exactly. Yes.
This is going to be awesome. I'm going to build a big wooden rabbit.
And please bring your shrubberies.
Yeah, not a very large one. Nothing too expensive.
Watch out, you're gonna ask a shrubbery.
You want more details on that? It's on our website at alt949radio.com. And Frank wanted to end with this. We're doing a side-by-side tasting of two meads. This is another specific type of mead, isn't it?
Yeah, so we call this Savage Bois. It's a oaked California wildflower mead with an ale yeast. The first one's 5 years old. The second one's 6 years old. These are actually our second and first batches of this mead, respectively. So it's a pretty special thing to share with you guys. Stoked to be able to drink some with you.
And it's called a Blois?
Blois. Play on the French, actually. Because Blois means to drink, but it also means forest. And savage means wild. So it's a wild drink with wild wood.
That's wild, baby.
It's got a substantial sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable. It's not like a saccharine sweet. It's a really just mellow, warm. I guess I can describe it what it is. It's a honey sweet.
Yeah.
And as you saw as we opened the bottle, it was overcarbed. So it did a lot of bottle conditioning. So you're getting that super fine champagne bubble with it.
And you can feel that in the mouthfeel itself. I wish this is something that people could actually taste, since it's not something you guys have readily available now. This is a Vault Series mead.
This is amazing.
So the next one behind it, what am I expecting to get in the difference in age?
Actually, this is an opportunity to appreciate a lot of different things that we do here. So it is the same California wildflower honey, but it's a different year. And so that honey will be a different base note. The oak amount that we used was a bit different, and then the fermentation came off differently as well, because this was primarily bulk fermented in the tank and then bottled right off the tank, whereas the first one was fermented in the bottle. So you kind of have a champagne thing going on with the first one, and then a more traditional fermentation with the second one.
Yeah, having that bottle conditioning, you almost get like this smoother, silkier mouthfeel to it.
Green apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the second one, it almost has a tartness to it.
Yeah, and like the roundness on it. Like, do you taste how that age leads to just...
This is more of a brute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's a really good way to describe it.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
If we want to find everything that involves Golden Coast Mead, where do we start?
www.goldencoastmead.com.
Do you know that Lake Mead is made up of entirely fermented honey? That's why they call it Lake Mead.
And at this point, Ken is drunk, so we're going to call it a night. Chris, James, Frank, thank you guys for your time. Thank you for the amazing
guys.
Job you do with mead.
Awesome.
Don't write mead off. You're thinking, well, it's not a beer, it's not a spirit.
Give mead a chance.
Support the bees, drink mead!
Yeah!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.